Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, you hear this UK study. They found that instructions on meat for roasting a chicken or bacon or whatever may be overestimating the time it takes to cook properly. One of the tests found that the chicken can be cooked in just 35 minutes. Who would have thought? Well, we'll call it the expert
here. If you like your chicken medium.
Or rubbery. Catherine Fulvio, chef and owner of Ballynockan House and Cookery School, is on the line now to tell us the truth on this one. You're very welcome, Catherine.
Thank you.
I'm perplexed by this one. I just shove it into the oven for an hour, no matter what it is. So what's the right thing to do?
For an hour? Okay, right. First of all, I read the same article. Who cooks a whole chicken in 35 minutes? I did the maths on it. The chicken could be no bigger than 1.25 pound, 750 grams, to have it done in 35 minutes if you're following the guidelines. So I understand that we have to be given instructions on the packs how to cook chicken or our meat. But really, that's just a guideline. There's a lot of what ifs and depends on. Really, at the end of the day, a meat thermometer is all you need in the kitchen. Mm. And you put the meat thermometer into where you know the coldest part of the meat is. In the case of the chicken, it's where the leg closes in around the breast. And always make sure not to touch the bone, because the bone is a conductor of heat.
Okay.
And remember as well, when you do remove the chicken or the beef or the lamb from the oven, you leave it to rest because the juices have to redistribute. So if you leave it to rest, the core temperature does increase a bit because you've still got residual cooking.
But so wait. You put the meat thermometer in, right? Don't hit the bone. And what, when it's cooked, what temperature should it be?
75 degrees. 75 degrees.
And how long does that take?
It depends on the chicken.
So, no, a really good example is, I always say to everybody in the cookery school, for every pound or 500 grams, in around, it's about 20 minutes for the chicken. So if you're talking like a 3 pound chicken, 1.5 kg, you're talking an hour. And then you usually need another 10 minutes just after, just to make sure you're up to temperature. Okay. It's in around that, and then you leave it to rest. So you should have a reasonable sized chicken cooked in maximum an hour and a half.
So the way I do it, Catherine, if I'm not using a meat thermometer, is I cut in that junction that you're talking about between the leg and the breast, and I look at the colour of the meat. Is that also an acceptable way to go?
That is perfect, Sarah. Yes.
Thank
so
you.
So you're looking for the juices to run clear.
Perfect, Sarah.
Sarah. I had a feeling it would be. That's why I asked the question.
Did you confer? Did you both confer before this?
Okay, so that's one way to go. Okay, now what about a roast beef then? Because actually I really struggle with roast beef. I really struggle to get it right.
And the thing with the roast beef is, again, following all our food safety guidelines, it's 75 degrees as well for roast beef, roast lamb, etc. However, to me, that 75 degrees gives us a well-done lamb or beef. So we will have to go, if we're looking for it to be nicely pink, what I would say is kind of very much medium, but still nicely pink in the centre. I'm usually taking my beef out when it's around 60 in the really coldest part. So it's, you know, the long, you're looking at the long strip of meat and you're going right into the centre of the coldest part. So each end of it will be nicely cooked. So that'll be well done for somebody who likes the well done parts. And then somebody who likes the pink parts, you move into the centre. And even if you take it out at around 60, to be honest, once it's rested, you're coming in somewhere around 66 degrees. So you're heading into, you know, it is warming up nicely.
Well, the problem is, if you're not Catherine Fulvio, or if for that matter, Sarah McInerney, based on what she's saying here, but if you're not Catherine Fulvio, the fear is that you're going to make somebody sick, poison somebody, or kill them with food that isn't cooked properly. What about fish, for example? How long do we need to cook fish in the oven?
I don't think you can kill anybody with fish, can you?
Watch me try.
Oh, can you? I'm thinking sushi, you know. So,
no, but you are right. You're right about the meat and everything. You need to be sure it's really cooked very well on the outside. I think the biggest worry always is minced meat, you know, where it's made into, say, a giant burger or something, and it's been minced around. So maybe what was on the outside is now on the inside. But with a roast, it's a little easier. Now, back to fish. Here's a brilliant tip for you. For every 1 inch high or 2.5 centimetres high, allow 10 minutes for fish to cook. So if you're looking at a cut of salmon and it is like a darn, you're putting in, say, a little darn of salmon, which is like a strip of salmon, and it's 2 inches high, 20 minutes should do you.
Just back to woodwork. I could never measure properly.
But like, which is just very briefly, like if the salmon is not totally cooked on the inside, like if it's a little pink, for want of a better word, like that's not going to, you'd be okay, wouldn't you? No?
If it was, I like it to be firm when I touch it. I don't like it to be really spongy. That's how I always judge the fish because, you know, I don't like sticking meat thermometers in.
You might as well forget her. She's a lost cause at this stage and she's really exposed herself. Chef and owner of Ballynockin House and Cookery School. You are the expert. Catherine Fulvio, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.